The written opinion by Judge Vincent Howard comes almost a month after oral arguments on whether the charges facing Dale and Leilani Newman violate their First Amendment right to freedom of religion. Their attorney, Jay Cronenwetter, argued that no jury should be allowed to question the Newman's decision to treat their daughter Kara with prayer as she died from treatable diabetes.
So what we are going to charge a jury with deciding is whether or not my client's belief system and my client's use of prayer to treat his child was reasonable. How does someone reach that issue other than analyzing my client's theology, analyzing his religion directly?
But prosecutor Lamont Jacobson said a jury could be trusted to assess whether the Newmans sincerely believed that prayer was enough to save their daughter.
If the jury believes those beliefs were sincere, then the jury shouldn't get to the point of conviction.
In his 20-page opinion, Judge Howard ruled that the First Amendment protects religious belief, but not necessarily conduct, and that parents have a legal obligation in Wisconsin to protect their children and care for them in sickness. Howard refused to throw out the second-degree reckless homicide charges. The Newmans could get 25 years in prison if convicted. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Mobert for Wisconsin Public Radio News.